Listening Library presents Extra Innings by Fred Bowen. Read for you by Eric Martin Reed. For all the librarians, teachers, and bookstore owners who are trying to preserve America's reading culture. Chapter 1. "We're out of cereal," Mike McGinn said as he looked into the kitchen cabinet. "What are you talking about?" his father asked. "There are two full boxes up there." "I don't like those cereals," Mike explained. "I like the crunchy pecan cereal." "Who doesn't like cornflakes?" his father said, shaking his head. "I'll put it on my shopping list," Mike's mother said. "I'll pick it up after work, although I'll be late tonight. Dr. Gupta sees patients late on Wednesdays." "I don't know how you keep all those doctors and their schedules straight," Dad said. Mom was the office manager of a medical practice in town with six doctors. "The same way you keep all of your customers straight," Mrs. McGinn laughed. Mike's father ran a moving business, McGinn Moving. Mike's sister, Teresa, who everyone called Terry, breezed into the kitchen. "I have to go. I'm running late." "You need to eat a good breakfast," her mother warned. "You're going to be on your feet all day." Terry was working as a waitress at a restaurant called Brody's for the summer. "I'll eat there. Dewey will cook me an omelet," she said as she checked her hair in the mirror. "Who's Dewey?" Dad asked. Mom smiled. "Don't worry. He's the breakfast cook at Brody's, and about 60 years old. "I wish they'd put me on lunch and dinner," Terry complained as she put on a light jacket. "I'd make more money, and I could sleep later." "Just be sure to save half of what you make," Dad warned. "You're going to need that money at college in September." Terry was almost out the door. "Love you," she called. Dad turned and looked at Mike. "So what about you? What are you doing?" "Nothing much," Mike shrugged. "It's the last day of school. I've got an American history quiz, but I could flunk it and still get an A for the year." "I mean, what are you going to do this summer? I don't want you just laying around the house." "He's only 14, Pat," Mom said. 15 in August, Mia," Dad said. "I was working summers when I was 15, painting houses for the Pierce brothers." "I have some things he can do around the house. Don't worry. I'll keep him busy." "I'm playing Babe Ruth baseball again this summer," Mike said. "We have a good chance to win the league again." His father didn't seem impressed. "Baseball isn't work. It's a game," he said as he wiped his chin with his napkin. "I may need you on the trucks if I'm short a guy during the summer." Mike poured himself another bowl of cereal. "See, those cornflakes aren't that bad," his father said. "I'm just hungry, that's all." Mom kissed Dad and Mike on the tops of their heads. "I'll see you guys around 7, she said as she moved to the door. "Remember to pick up the pecan crunch cereal," Mike called. Dad took a sip of his black coffee and a bite of an English muffin slathered with crunchy peanut butter. He checked to see that Mom was gone and then looked straight at Mike. "I'm warning you. This is your last summer." "What do you mean?" Dad took a gulp of coffee. "Your last summer, not working," he said to Mike as he stood up to go to work. "Understand?" Later, Mike was sitting at a lunch table with three of his teammates.
"The last day of school is such a waste," Noah Taglianti, the team's catcher, said. "They shouldn't even have it."
"There always has to be a last day of school. The only way to not have a last day of school," Mike explained, shaking his head, "is not to have any school at all."
"That wouldn't be so bad," Noah said, holding his hands out. "Just saying.
We watched the last part of that movie Lincoln in American History today," center fielder Jaden Moore said. "That was cool."
"Lincoln's a pretty good movie," Luke Hendricks, another outfielder, agreed. "It's like that guy Daniel Day-Lewis is really Lincoln."
"Are you guys going to be at practice on Saturday?" Mike asked. Every head around the table nodded.
"We are going to have a sweet team this summer," Noah smiled.
"Coach West always has good summer league teams," Mike said. "He knows his baseball." "Is Damian Craig playing?" Jaden asked. He's playing for that travel team, the Crushers, this summer, Mike said as he shook his head. I don't know why you'd want to pay money to play for a team when you can play in the Babe Ruth League for nothing.
He's a doctor's kid, Noah said. They've got plenty of money.
Travel teams go to tournaments and showcases, Jaden said. College coaches go to those things. They might see you and recruit you.
Luke laughed.
Yeah, they might see I'm not very good.
You're okay, Noah protested. You just need to practice more.
Maybe I should practice golf, Luke said. At least in that game, the ball you're trying to hit stays still.
We'll be good, because we'll have our ace, Mike McGinn,
pitching half the games this summer, Noah said, leaning back in his chair. Yeah, but who's going to pitch the other games if we don't have Damian? Mike asked. We were a good combo for the freshman team this spring.
How about Chris Schmidt and Johnny Dow? Jaden asked.
They're okay, Noah said.
They're going to have to be, Mike agreed. I can't pitch every game.
Noah took a bite of his dessert and then put it down on his plate.
Man, this cake is stale. It must be a week old. Do you guys want it?
Why would we want stale cake? Mike said with a laugh.
Guess not. Just asking.
Noah looked around the lunchroom at Franklin High School.
You know what I'm looking forward to this summer?
Our baseball season?
Nope. Not eating this cafeteria food.
Chapter 2. A line of baseball players flashed across the outfield. Mike was running as fast as he could to keep up. Coach West stood at the edge of the grass as the players sped by.
All right, looking good. I can see we have some speed on this team.
He's talking about Jaden, not us,
Noah whispered to Mike as the players jogged back.
You're so slow, you finished with the catchers.
Hey, I'm a pitcher. I just have to be fast enough to cover first base.
Make sure you do, Noah said.
Pitchers, I want you guys to stay out here with Coach Coe and run 5 more poles,
Coach West called out.
You all have to get your legs in shape. You have a lot of innings to eat up.
Mike ran back and forth between the foul poles under the midday sun with the sweat pouring down his back and face.
Dad doesn't think baseball is work, he thought as he ran. He should try running poles.
I've got to get a haircut,
he also thought as he shook his head and felt the sweat fly into the air.
I'm dripping.
The practice broke up into several different workout stations. Pitchers throwing, infielders taking ground balls, outfielders shagging flies, batters knocking soft toss throws into nets. Everybody practicing something.
Like I told you, Mike said to Jaden, pointing to all the players working out in different parts of the field. Coach West knows his baseball. Nobody's sitting around. Everybody's working.
Mike, Coach shouted, come in and take some turns at first base.
Mike hustled in and grabbed his first baseman's glove. Soon, baseballs were buzzing around the infield as the warm summer air filled with baseball chatter.
Good throw. That's how you put it on his numbers. Great dig. Move your feet. Get in front of the ball. Don't hurry your throws. You have time. Set your feet and let it go. Come on. Get your glove dirty.
After everyone had batted and gone through several fielding drills, the players sprawled out in the shade of the trees just beyond the outfield fence, gulping water.
You look like you've been swimming, Mike said to Noah, who was sweating beneath his catcher's equipment.
I've been working, Noah said.
You're not the only one, Jaden protested. Coach Coe has been running our rear ends off in the outfield.
Noah fell back onto the grass and stared at the cloudless sky.
You know what the problem is with baseball?
What?
Mike asked.
No cheerleaders,
Noah said as he propped himself up on his elbows. Basketball and football, those guys have cheerleaders. All baseball has is a bunch of dumb mascots.
Wait a second, I love the Philly Fanatic, Luke shouted. And what about the San Diego Chicken?
They're all dumb, Noah declared, looking around at his friends.
Just saying.
Coach West came over with a stack of papers in his hand.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?